can be argued that alcohol holds a huge impact within Australia's culture. Relaxing work celebrations, sporting matches, social gatherings and parties, it's not uncommon to expect alcohol in one form or another. The recent 2019 National Drug Strategy Household Survey has some interesting statistics about how Australians are now consuming alcohol. To discuss this further, we are joined by Dr. Amy Penne, an alcohol researcher and sociologist at La Trobe University. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning. Nice to talk to you.
It's a pleasure to have you on this show. Now, I'm going to ask you this curly question. How would you describe Australia's drinking culture?
Well, look, Australia has a negative reputation for its drinking culture. But I think these kind of ideas stem back from, you know, early 1900s. And I think with globalisation, naming Australia as having one drinking culture is really not something that has much contemporary relevance. So we would typically ask somebody about their drinking styles, and they would be so much different from the next person's. We know that more people are stopping drinking, drinking in different ways. And so I don't believe that there is one drinking culture. I think there are many styles of drinking in Australia.
That's a really good point with the diversity among all the different cultures. Now, I wanted to talk about this report that has been released, and it was revealed that a lot more Australians are giving up alcohol. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, so this is a trend we've been seeing probably for about the last 20 years, where increases in being classifying as an ex-drinker or never having had a drink are both rising very slowly but steadily in the population.
And in the reverse, is there still a high proportion of people drinking to like that risky level?
Yeah, absolutely. So we might be becoming a more abstemious nation, but there are still heavy drinkers. The number of people drinking heavily has gone down slightly, but we do see approximately 10% of the population consume about half of the country's alcohol. So you
Wow.
do have really heavy drinkers pulling up the consumption.
That's an amazing statistic to get my head around this morning. Mm-hmm. Is there a certain demographic that's leading this change?
In terms of abstention and never having had a drink, young people are really leading the charge. This is adolescents particularly, but also young adults are saying no to alcohol more and more. Alcohol is a habit, so previous generations tend to keep drinking once you've started. So we're really seeing this push towards non-drinking coming from young people.
Do we know why?
There are a range of hypotheses, and we're seeing good evidence that alcohol is less cool. It's lost its cultural status for young people, which is quite interesting. The idea of drinking too much and losing control is not something that's valorised anymore. In fact, it's looked down upon. But we're also seeing younger people more worried about the world and their futures, and therefore putting a lot of their leisure time, their spare time, into sort of creating biographies of the self, if I can use that term. So all their spare time doing work that might look good on their CVs, or trying to get ahead, or trying to figure out how they're going to afford a house. They're more worried about climate change, and alcohol is just seemingly a distraction for many young people.
That's really interesting. I'm quite surprised by that. Although I definitely, as a young person myself, there's definitely a lot of friends that I have that aren't drinking as much as, you know, you'd say the next generation above might have been, at least culture-wise. When we're talking about, that's about young people. What about older people? Is there a motivation with their demographic to give up drinking, or are we seeing them drinking more or less?
With the exception of baby boomers who may be drinking slightly more, We aren't seeing huge increases in older people either. And in fact, more older people than previous generations are reporting giving up drinking. The main reason that older people tend to report is health. So their differences, their reasons are quite different than young people. There seems to be more awareness of the health effects of alcohol that seems particularly salient for young people, for older people. And these are the long-term health effects, not so much your acute sort of intoxication and the harms associated with that, but the health effects on the body that come from regular and heavy drinking.
We are going to have to wrap it up soon, but I wanted to end with another curly question on your opinion. Do you think it's socially acceptable to be a non-drinker in Australia, or is it changing?
That is a really good question. I think in pockets of society, it's definitely far more acceptable than it used to be. However, this is an area that our team is doing a lot of research into, because being a non-drinker in some contexts is still very stigmatised. And this is one of the barriers to people making changes to their drinking. So I think it would depend whether you were in a regional area, or if you were in an inner city area, or if you were at a party versus a restaurant. So there are lots of contextual factors at play, but being a non-drinker in some contexts is still very hard for people.
It's definitely interesting to see how it's changing. Thank you so much for coming on The Daily and joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.